From Tidbits on August 7th, 2017, this is Black is the New Black, as Apple posts increased revenues and profits for Q3 2017. Written by Josh Centers and Michael E. Cohen. Reporting on its Q3 2017 financial results, Apple has announced net profits of $8.7 billion, that's $1.67 per diluted share, on revenues of $45.4 billion. The company's revenues are up 7% compared to the year-ago quarter, and earnings per share are up 17%. Apple currently maintains a cash hoard of $261.5 billion. To put that in perspective, the company's cash on hand could pay for California's entire state budget, with more than $80 billion to spare. Apple saw revenue growth across all of its businesses, especially the other products category, which posted a 23% year-over-year increase, bringing in over $2.7 billion. That category includes products like AirPods, Apple TV, Apple Watch, Beats products, iPods, and various other accessories. Apple Watch sales increased by 50% for the quarter, despite the common impression among pundits that the product line is a disappointment. And Cook said that it is by far the best-selling smartwatch in the world. Furthermore, the new wireless AirPods seem to be especially popular with customers, having achieved a 98% customer satisfaction rating. Apple still can't manufacture enough to meet customer demand. The company's services business shone particularly brightly in the quarter, bringing in nearly $7.3 billion and setting an all-time quarterly revenue record for that category. That's a 22% year-over-year increase. Services is now, quote, the size of a Fortune 100 company, Apple CEO Tim Cook remarked. Chief Financial Officer Luca Maestre noted that the App Store, the largest component of the services business, is, quote, seeing an increasingly large number of paying accounts, end quote. Maestre said that one reason for this growth is that new payment options, such as Apple Pay, make it increasingly easy for global customers to make purchases. He also pointed out that both Apple Music and iCloud storage subscriptions continue to increase, and said that those two services now have 185 million paid subscriptions, an increase of almost 20 million over the past 90 days. As for the brick-and-mortar portion of the services business, Apple now boasts 497 Apple stores worldwide, raising the question of where the 500th store will be located. iPad sales finally experienced a turnaround, with a 15% year-over-year increase in units sold, bringing in about $5 billion in revenue. While the product's 2% year-over-year revenue increase isn't impressive, it reverses the long-running decline in iPad revenue numbers and represents a 28% leap in both revenue and units sold over the last quarter. iPads garnered 89% of sales in the over $200 tablet market and achieved a 32% unit growth rate in the education market. Given the difference between increasing units sold and revenue, it's likely that the iPad's revenue gains are due more to the inexpensive $329 fifth-generation iPad than the pricier iPad Pro line. Mac sales were solid, scoring a 7% year-over-year increase in revenue and earning Apple $5.6 billion, even though that product line achieved only a 1% increase in units sold compared to the year-ago quarter. On the other hand, despite a contraction of the global PC market, Mac sales did grow. A higher average selling price appears to be helping Apple make up for slowing Mac sales. Last, but not quite least, the iPhone product line experienced the lowest overall growth among the company's business segments, with only a 2% increase in units sold and a 3% increase in revenue year over year. Nevertheless, the iPhone remains by far Apple's largest business, bringing in $24.8 billion this quarter. According to Apple, demand was strongest at the high end of the product line. Apple has declared a dividend of 63 cents per share, a 10.5% increase, which will be paid on August 17th, 2017, to those who own shares at the close of business on August 14th. Apple also announced a $50 billion increase to its capital return program and is increasing its share repurchase program from $175 to $210 billion. To date, the capital return program has returned over $211 billion to shareholders. While Apple isn't quite the growth rocket that it was a few years ago, it's proving that it can maintain steady growth. After a distressing fourth quarter 2016, the company has seen a return to growth throughout the 2017 fiscal year, even well beyond the holiday season. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Jamf Now, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen. Thanks for listening.